Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Schwartz on Sports here at New York Sports Day. I'm Peter Schwartz. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. And anybody in the New York metropolitan area, and even people who watch the show on television around the country, they all know the story about former WFAN host Craig Carton, who for 10 years hosted the popular morning show, co-hosted with Boomer Esiason, Boomer and Carton, and the show ran for 10 years until Craig Carton was arrested by the FBI and went to prison, and we'll get into it. But there's a documentary that's coming out about the whole Craig Carton saga on HBO. It's called Wild Card, The Downfall of a Radio Loudmouth, and it's going to premiere on Wednesday, October 7th at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific. And on the line with me to talk about it right now, Martin Dunn and Marie McGovern from Street Smart Video. They directed and produced the program, and they join me here on Schwartz on Sports. And Martin and Marie, thank you very much for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
Martin, let me start with you first. Craig Carton's name is a household name, and really in New York for a number of years, but the show wound up getting simulcast, so it became simulcast on television. It became a national story when he was arrested and ultimately lost his job and went to prison after he was arrested by the FBI on the money fraud charges. What made his story so appealing to you as a filmmaker, and why do you feel that people around the country need to see this film about him?
Well, I think you used to rightly say, Peter, you know, he's a very, very big name in the Northeast and the metropolitan area. But what really appealed to us was that this was a human interest story. I think stories of people who work to get to the top of any profession, of any endeavor in life, and then through a series of terribly bad decisions, lose it all, is a story that is compelling and always has been through history. And I think that what attracted us to this particular story was that Craig had worked for 30 years to get to the very pinnacle of sports talk and lost it all because of what, as he would say, very, very stupid decisions.
Marie, let me ask you this. Obviously, the crux of the story is that, you know, Craig wasn't satisfied with just being, you know, a successful sports talk show host. He tried to branch out into other things, and obviously he had a huge gambling issue, and when he had some people invest in another business, he wound up using some of that money to repay some gambling debts. I know there's been a lot of things written and said about him, but after you guys went to work on this story, especially before and after he went to prison, did you get the impression that he now shows remorse over what he did, not just to himself, but to his family, friends, and the investors? But do you feel he has shown remorse and that he's a different person now that he's out of prison?
I think that's one of the most satisfying things about this story, and for me personally, is that we're able to kind of give everybody a positive ending with this story. The film originally ended with Craig going to prison, and it was kind of on a very down note, to say the least. But what we see when we come and talk to Craig as he is released from Lewisburg is a very, very different person. I've said before that we sent an angry adolescent boy to jail, and he emerged a man. And he certainly did a lot of work while he was in jail, work on himself. And he came out realizing that, there's a lot of people that were impacted by his bad decisions. And I think he is genuinely a changed person profoundly. And I do think he is very remorseful, certainly.
Just to follow up, Peter, what Marie said, the film was originally scheduled to come out in early summer, but the COVID-19 outbreak pushed everything back, obviously, you know, as it's done with most things in life. And that allowed us to actually meet Craig again after he was released from the penitentiary on in June of this year. Had the film stuck to its original schedule, we wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Right. We're talking to Martin Dunn and Marie McGovern. They directed and produced Wildcard, The Downfall of a Radio Loudmouth. It's the story about former WFAN morning show host Craig Carton that's going to premiere on HBO on Wednesday, October 7th at 9 o'clock Eastern Time and Pacific Time. And we just talked about the fact that he had these gambling issues. And he also talks a lot. I think one of the neat things about the documentary, and I've already watched it a couple of times, is the fact that the main narrator of the film is Craig Carton himself. A lot of the, you know, the content in the film is Craig Carton's own words. Before I get to my next point, let me ask you, was that something that was intended for him to tell the story, or was it intended to come out another way, and that's just the way it worked out?
No, it really was always our intent to have Craig tell his story, and it may help if we just take a step back, and mm-hmm. Marie will explain how it came to be that we told his story, and we told it in this way.
Very quickly, about 5 years ago, we contacted Craig out of the blue. We didn't know him previously, and we had an idea for a sports chat show that, as Martin says, is still a good idea, but that's by the by. Anyway, we ended up doing a little pilot film with Craig back in 2015. The show never went anywhere, and that was pretty much the end of our relationship with Craig. We'd mm-hmm. see him peripherally here and there. Our paths would cross. In September of 2017, the day he got arrested, Martin and I are both veteran tabloid journalists, and we know what a nightmare it can be for anybody that gets arrested, let alone somebody who is a public person. And certainly in New York City, the media literally just descended upon Craig. So we reached out to him, and we just said, hey, you know, we're still your friends, and if there's anything that we can do to help you out or just offer a place of shelter, you know, we're here. And all he did was text back a simple thanks, and that was pretty much it. After he went to trial in November and was convicted, but before he was sentenced in April of 2019, in January of 2019, he got in touch with us, and he knew that we were finishing up the Tom Seaver documentary. And the Seavers were notoriously private. It's the only time that they both sat down for an interview. And he called us up and he said, look, if the Seavers trust you to tell their story, I want to trust you to tell mine. I've been approached by a number of production companies that want to do my story, but I want you guys to do it. And so literally he came into our office one cold day in January and sat down. And 4 hours later, we were astounded by what we had heard.
I mean, anybody who's ever listened to Craig will know that he's a very, very compelling storyteller. And as we sat and listened to him, it became clear in our minds that having someone narrate his story would be ridiculous.
Right.
There was nobody better to tell his story than Craig. Where I think the documentary really rises, however, is that all of his former colleagues also made the decision to come and sit with us for the film and talk about their own experiences around Craig. And I think it shows people who are Boomer and Carton fans what life was like for these guys as a team. And they were a team. And I think one of the things that Craig's arrest did was really shock that team spirit. Mm-hmm. I think they were all deeply hurt and upset and worried when Craig was arrested, worried for their own future, but deeply upset that so much secret life had been going on mm-hmm. under their noses.
It's interesting. I got to know Craig a little bit. Obviously, I currently work at WFAN, and I had previously covered the Jets for them, so I was on with Boomer and Carton a lot to talk about the Jets, and Craig was always very pleasant to me and having me on the show. And then I saw him every morning as I worked overnights at CBS Sports Radio, which was in the same studio as WFAN. And I would see him every morning, and it never dawned on me, but you would see him walk through the doors at various different times during the night and watching the documentary and hearing him tell the stories about, you know, getting on a helicopter and going to Atlantic City and coming back in time for the show, and sometimes him getting in, you know, a few hours early before the show, it all obviously began to make sense that something else was going on. And I find it remarkable now, you know, looking back on it, how he was able to have two different personalities. One was the personality that was on the air, and one that was the personality that was off the air. And you could almost say he had a third personality, because when he spoke to people at the station off the air, it was as if nothing was going on in his life.
Absolutely. I mean, Craig even says in the film, he figured that as long as he was able to come in and do a radio show and they were number one still, then, you know, it wasn't anybody's issue what he was doing in his off time. And, you know, even Al said, you know, was astounded that he could come in and do a radio show at all. And when we were talking to Mark Lefkowitz, who is a gambling rehab counselor, mm-hmm. he said a very profound statement that really stuck with us. And he said, you know, with an alcoholic or someone who's addicted to drugs, you can see it in them, in their behavior, that there's a problem.
Right.
But with a gambling addict, he said, you can't smell blackjack on an addict's breath. And it was a very sobering statement in that he was absolutely correct. And Craig would often say, you know, I could go about doing everything because I could still come in the morning and do my job, but no one knew that I was gambling on my phone or going at midnight and taking a helicopter down to AC or gambling in the afternoon before I had to pick up the kids. And much to Mark's point as well, he said, with an alcoholic or a drug addict, there's a saturation point. You know, there's only so much you can do, whereas with a gambler, you could literally run yourself and your family and even your friends possibly into financial ruin. Mm-hmm. And that's a very sobering thought.
And you know, Craig has this remarkable ability to be able to switch on a radio personality. He has this ability to create content out of nothing. He's got that skill set, and for 4 hours a day, he could do that.
And make it look easy.
And it was something that he's been doing for 30 years, so it wasn't a stretch for him to be able to do that. But I do think that the fact that this crew spent 10 years together, and then to find there was something so catastrophic going on in the background for quite a long period of time, I think shocked everybody. Boomer, Aldo, Eddie, Jerry, mm-hmm. everybody was shocked.
You mentioned Boomer, and I, you know, to me, it seemed like when the show started, you know, at the beginning of the 10-year run, it seemed kind of like an odd couple. You had this real outlandish, you know, radio talk show host, and you had, you know, the former athlete, and they just, for whatever reason, you know, Mark Chernoff struck gold with it after Imus was fired, and they became an unbelievable team and a very highly rated show. And I got to think of the employees that he worked with, people that were involved in the show. I'm curious, from your conversations with Boomer Esiason, to this point, do you think he felt betrayed, sad? Like, what was the overriding emotion during the entire conversation you had with Boomer about this? Because I have to imagine that, you know, because he had reservations about doing the show with Craig Carton to begin with, how he felt after this was all over with and how he feels about him now.
Hurt and disappointed.
Yeah.
I think he was hurt, and I think he was very disappointed. Hurt because they had built a remarkably powerful brand together, mm-hmm. and disappointed that as a team they shared everything, and that Craig could not have confided in him as far as this is concerned.
And risk what
everybody had. I think the fact that Craig was at Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary for a year gave everyone an opportunity to calm down and to reassess where they all were. And I think it was very significant that, as Craig said, 27 minutes after his family picked him up from Lewisburg, he was on the phone to Boomer, and Boomer accepted the phone call. Mm-hmm. And, you know, said Craigie is back. I think that shows, and Craig says it in the film, mm-hmm. their relationship, I think, is well on its way to healing.
We have a couple minutes left with Martin Dunn and Marie McGovern from Street Smart Video. They directed and produced Wild Card, The Downfall of a Radio Loudmouth. It's the story about former WFAN host Craig Carton, and it premieres on HBO on Wednesday, October 7th at 9 o'clock Eastern Time and Pacific Time. When someone makes the mistakes that Craig Carton made, and it was, you know, the gambling, and it was the fraud with the borrowed money, and what he did to his family and his friends and his coworkers, to a certain extent, to me, it's hard to feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for his family and friends and the coworkers, obviously. But there were two things that he talked about in the documentary that makes you think, and it solidifies the fact that everybody makes a mistake and deserves a second chance in life. But he talked about a couple of things. He talked about the demons of being molested as a child, and he also talked about the thoughts of suicide when he was on vacation with his wife. When he discussed those two things with the both of you, did it change your feelings about what he had done, and did it just make the whole story real and make him a real person as opposed to the perception of him when he went to jail?
Look, I think it's easy for anybody from a distance who hears somebody on the radio every day to form their opinions about what they think they know and they don't know about
right.
somebody. And,
mm-hmm.
and for us, it was very important that whether you like Craig or you don't like Craig, I think you're going to watch this film. And if you walk away from at least saying, I can understand how these things have happened to Craig.
Right.
I can understand how Craig got himself into this position and how he screwed up so royally, knowing what happened to him in childhood, knowing of his addictions and compulsions. That to me, it would be a wonderful takeaway. That, sure, you can still decide whether or not you love him or hate him. That's always going to be there. But if you can at least understand who he is as a person and how these things can happen, that to me is a very important takeaway.
And when you say, you know, people love him and hate him, that creates ratings, and that leads me to my last question, because there's a tease at the end of the at least of the screener that I saw, where Craig has negotiated a return to radio, and regardless what has happened to him during his career and during the last couple of years with his troubles, he's a great radio talk show host. There's no denying it. And he's going to be back on the radio. So I guess my final question is, do you see his return to radio imminent? Obviously, you tease it at the end of the show. But what can you share about what his future holds?
Well, he has a strategy to make his comeback. We aren't privy to it. And quite frankly, it would be a little sort of imprudent of us to ask anyway, but mm-hmm. he has that strategy, and he will announce it as and when he's ready. And, you know, every single person that we spoke to for this documentary said the same thing, the same question, will Craig be back? Everybody said yes, because he is too good a talent not to be on air. However, as Craig himself says in the film, at the end of the film, he will have one more chance, and there will be no chance after that one. So
right.
he knows full well he cannot screw up again.
Martin and Marie, thank you so much for spending some time to talk about what I think is a terrific program, Wild Card, The Downfall of a Radio Loudmouth, a story of a former WFAN host, Craig Carton. Martin Dunn, Marie McGovern, directed and produced the program. They have been my guests here on Schwartz on Sports. Thank you both so much. Congratulations on a job well done on the show, and I certainly hope a lot of people tune in on Wednesday, October 7th at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on HBO to see it. It really is a great film, and I think you captured the essence of what the story is all about.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Martin Dunn, Marie McGovern, my guest. I'm Peter Schwartz. Thanks for listening to this edition of Schwartz on Sports here at New York Sports Day. We'll catch you again next time, and stay safe, everyone.